It is fantastic to see you back yet again. It is I, Dr. Smarty Pants, here, and I just want to let you know that it has been my distinguished honor to be with you for the last 3 weeks as we have been learning about wisdom. Over the past week, I have learned that wise people know how to ask the right questions, and they know who to ask the questions to if they want to get an accurate answer. Now, before we continue, I know what many of you are thinking. Dr. Smarty Pants, if we have any question at all, couldn't we just ask you? I mean, you are the knower of all things. But alas, as much as I hate to admit it, there are things that even a Smarty Pants doesn't know. So to help us understand the importance of questions, I thought we would bring a guest on who most of you can relate to. And here he is now, Farmer Jackson. Farmer Jackson, would you say hello to the audience, please?
Hello.
Well, Farmer Jackson, my research shows that you spend much of your day in the fields growing crops. Would you like to show us a few things that you have grown?
I can grow grapes.
Oh, you like growing grapes?
Yeah. And I can grow some squash.
Oh, and you grow squash.
And we can also grow some animal crackers.
You grow animal crackers. Do they come on a tree?
I think they do.
Well, it takes some talent indeed to grow those. And also, I see that you are somewhat of an animal expert. It says here that you know virtually everything about all kinds of animals. So to help us understand the importance of questions, I thought we would play a little game today. Farmer Jackson, here's how this is going to work. I am going to think of an animal. I will show the animal to the audience, and then I will give you a small clue describing a certain characteristic of that animal. Then I will allow you to ask questions to me, and based on my answers, let's see if you can determine what animal I speak of. Everyone ready? Okay. Here we go. Audience, here is a picture of animal number one. Now, Farmer Jackson, let me give you a hint for the first animal. He is rather large, and he is gray. You can ask your questions when you're ready.
Does he have a trunk?
Does he have a trunk? Why, yes, he does have a trunk.
Does he have tusks?
Does he have tusks? Yes, he does have tusks.
Does he have giant enormous feet?
Does he have enormous feet? Yes, I believe he does have giant feet.
A yeti.
Oh, let's see, audience. He thinks it's a yeti. Is that correct? Farmer Jackson, would you like to take another guess? You are the animal expert. What could it be?
An elephant.
Oh, it's an elephant. I think that is correct. Let's try another animal. Here we go, audience. Animal number two. Farmer Jackson, here is your clue. Animal number two is very tall.
Does he have a tail?
Does he have a tail? Yes, he does have a tail.
Does he have a long neck?
I do believe he does have a long neck.
Does he have a big, big body?
Why, yes, he does have an enormous body.
Does he have giant yawn legs so he can run on the grass yet?
Does he? He does. He has long legs to run in the grassland.
That's easy, a giraffe.
Oh, it is a giraffe. My goodness, you are an animal expert, Farmer Jackson. Great guess there. I see how the questions that you ask helped you focus in on exactly what that animal was. Very wise questions indeed. Let's do one final animal. Let's think here. Okay, audience, here is animal number 3.
Does that real, real big tail?
Does he have a really big tail? It is quite long, and it does wag quite a bit.
Does it have a huge, big face?
Does it have a really big face? It does have a face, and it is smushed in quite flat.
I think it's a puppy.
You believe it's a puppy? Well, Farmer Jackson, you got it correct yet again. It is indeed a puppy. I must say I'm not a fan of the smushed face, but so many of you are. Farmer Jackson, what if your mother and father are not around? Is there someone who can always answer any question that you have?
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is someone. Would you by chance know who that is?
God.
Oh, you say that God can answer questions. Let me see. Rather than going around and asking, individuals who we know will give us just the answer we want to hear, I think it would indeed be very wise if instead we would take our questions to God. Because God will always have the answer that you need. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going on this learning adventure with me. I do indeed believe we have all come out wiser than when we began. And if there's one thing I, Dr. Smarty Pants, have learned, it is that no matter how smart we think we are, there are always things we will need help with, and a wise person will always lean on God.
See ya, boys and girls!
Welcome back to our final week of our Wise series. So far, we've been taking a look at Solomon. We talked about wisdom and where Solomon's wisdom came from, that Solomon's wisdom came from God. We also talked about how we can trust God. And then last week, we talked about how we can ask God for the right words. Today, we're continuing to talk about wisdom, but first, what is one question that you've always been a little bit too afraid or embarrassed to ask? We all have questions that we haven't asked before, but we don't ever have to worry when it comes to asking God questions. We can ask God any question, whether it be small or big or scary or embarrassing. In fact, that's our big idea for today, that we can ask God our questions. Take a look at these questions that some of you guys said you would ask God if you could ask him anything.
One thing to ask God, it would be when the rapture's happening. See y'all.
How do you create things? My question will be, will the world ever be at peace?
My question is, will wars ever stop?
Will we ever be able to live on Saturn's moon?
If I could ask God any question, I would ask him, what is it like to have so many children?
Today in our Bible story, we're taking a look at Nehemiah. And we're looking at Nehemiah chapter number 2, verses 1 through 20. In the story of Nehemiah, we find the Israelites. Many of them lived far away from Israel. Nehemiah was one of those that lived far away. He lived in a place called Persia, and he worked for the king. Nehemiah had heard that Jerusalem, part of Israel, was in really bad shape, that the people there were not really serving God, and the buildings and the walls needed to be repaired. Nehemiah was very sad when he heard this, and he prayed and asked God to help him be able to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. That day, when Nehemiah brought the king his cup, he saw that Nehemiah was very sad, and he asked what was wrong. Well, Nehemiah had already prayed and asked for favor, and so he began to tell the king why he was sad. He asked the king, could he go to Jerusalem? Nehemiah took a chance even asking the king this, but the king decided that yes, Nehemiah could go back to Jerusalem to help rebuild the walls. But Nehemiah had some big questions for the king before he went to Jerusalem. Not only did Nehemiah want the king's permission to go, but he wanted the king's help. One thing that he asked the king was for some letters to show the king approved of Nehemiah's plan. Nehemiah knew he could ask big questions because Nehemiah had already prayed to God and asked for help to get this done. Nehemiah had already done the hard part. He had gone to God. That shows us that we can go to God with our big questions. Take a look at this video to see more about the story of Nehemiah.
God's story, Nehemiah. So part of God's story is about a guy named Nehemiah, and it goes like this. Remember God's family? They were called the Israelites because they lived in, you guessed it, Israel. But some of them lived far away from their home, and one of those guys was Nehemiah. He lived in Persia and worked for the king. One day, his brother told him that a city in Israel called Jerusalem was suffering, and many people there weren't following God anymore. And their city wasn't in very good shape. Nehemiah cried, God, you are wonderful, but your family's home is in trouble. Please help us. When I serve the king his wine today, make him pleased with me and have him do what I ask. Later, when Nehemiah served the king's wine, the king noticed that Nehemiah looked sad. So the king asked why. Nehemiah told him about Jerusalem and asked if he could go back to rebuild the wall. The king could have killed Nehemiah for asking to leave, but instead, he said go. He even helped. That's because God heard Nehemiah's prayer and answered it. Anyway, Nehemiah went to work rebuilding the wall, but little did he know he was going to need to ask for a lot more help from God. See, God and his family have always had enemies, and these enemies wanted to stop Nehemiah and the people helping him. First, they made fun of them. So Nehemiah prayed again. He said, God, some people hate us. Please get rid of them. And went back to work. Now, God does hear and answer every prayer, but sometimes not in the way we expect or even in the way we want. And at first, it seemed like God wasn't answering this one at all, because when the enemy saw that Nehemiah was still building, they planned an attack. But Nehemiah trusted that God heard his prayer even if it didn't feel like it. And God did! He caused some people to overhear the enemy's plan and warn Nehemiah. Even though the enemies were still after him, Nehemiah planned a defense and told the others, "Don't be afraid of your enemies. Remember the Lord. He is great and powerful." And on they worked, building, building, building. The closer the wall got to being finished, the more Nehemiah's enemies realized they couldn't stop him by making fun of him or by attacking him. Time for something else. They tried everything. They sent messages to get Nehemiah to leave the wall and meet them. He wouldn't. They hoped Nehemiah's hands would get weak, but Nehemiah had asked God to make his hands stronger. They even paid a priest to ask Nehemiah to leave the wall and come to the temple. But Nehemiah trusted God more than anyone else, even the priest, and he refused to stop doing the job God had given him. Kids, are you willing to listen to God and obey Him, no matter what? Well, finally, the wall was done. God's family got to go home again, and Nehemiah's enemies found that nothing stops God's plans. The Israelites celebrated and praised God, and as they praised, they realized how much their sins had hurt God, and they felt terrible. They told God they were sorry and thanked Him for helping them. Then they made a brand new promise to follow Him, and Jerusalem was once again a safe place where people honored God. And that's the story of Nehemiah. But just so you know, there's another story where God fixes something that's broken. See, one day, God would send a very special rescuer, not to save a wall, but to save the world. He made it possible for not just Israelites, but everyone in the whole world to confess their sin to God, thank Him for His rescue, and follow Him. And just like that old wall was made new back then, our old lives can be made new right now, because Jesus has rescued us. And that's a part of God's story.
Another Bible story that shows us we can ask God questions is in Matthew chapter number 14, verse 22 through 32. In this story, we find Jesus and the disciples. Jesus told the disciples to go ahead and get in a boat and go on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus would stay behind and send the crowds away. Jesus went up to a mountain to pray. After he was finished praying, he went back to the sea and saw that the boat was very far away from land. The boat was being tossed and turned about because the wind was blowing it very hard. Jesus walked on the water out to where the disciples were. When the disciples looked up and saw Jesus, they were terrified. They said, "It's a ghost." Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. It is I." Peter asked a question. He said, "Lord, is it you? If it is, then ask me to come join you on the water." Jesus said, "Peter, come join me. Yes, it is I." Peter began to walk on the water towards Jesus. But then he looks around and sees the wind and the waves, and he becomes afraid. And Peter begins to sink. He cries out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reaches out to save Peter. He tells Peter that he didn't have enough faith. Peter had some doubt and some questions, but instead of getting mad at Peter when he began to sink, Jesus saved him. Jesus shows us that we can go to God for anything, even when we have a question about something. We can ask God our questions. We can go to Him about anything. Let's go to Him right now and thank Him that He always listens, that we can always ask Him any question that we have. God, we thank you for listening and answering our questions. We thank you that we can go to you about anything. We thank you that the more we ask you, the more we know about you. Help us to always remember this. In your name we pray. Amen.